This is Introductions, WFMT's weekly show that features talented pre-college musicians in the Chicago area. I'm Robbie Ellis. This pandemic has disrupted so much. It's still disrupting so much. Can it please stop disrupting so much? Anyway, one of the affected activities was live music making, and it kept Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras out of their traditional home, the Downtown Orchestra Hall, for 2 whole years. In November just gone, they had a bumper concert making up for lost time. Last week I featured 2 years' worth of concerto competition winners, and this week is the centerpiece of that fall concert, Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 4. I popped into rehearsal and talked to 2 members of the CYSO Symphony Orchestra, who, by virtue of what instruments they play, were allowed to keep their masks off while on stage.
My name is Zachary Allen. I'm 17 and I'm a junior at Niles West High School.
I'm Taki Salama. I am 18 years old and I'm a senior in high school. I play bassoon.
I play oboe. I actually used to play cello for 5 years, but I switched to oboe in 7th grade. And aside from CYSO, I also play in my school band and orchestra. I first joined CYSO in 2019 when I was a freshman, and I've been in CYSO ever since then.
I've actually only been in CYSO this year, and then the end of last year, I played with them in Mahler 4. In addition to being in a wind quintet, the symphony orchestra and choir, I also compose on the side. As a composer, I'm currently working on a wind quintet. My wind quintet in CYSO is going to play, and then I'm also working on a piece for saxophone and piano.
Zachary and Taki were their respective sections' principals in this performance of the symphony, and it wasn't lost on them how special it was to play those roles.
It definitely reminded me of how much of a privilege it was to get to play in Symphony Center and get to play with so many amazing musicians, especially after not being able to do that for 2 years. It was a very satisfying experience coming back.
This concert playing Tchaikovsky Symphony 4 was actually my first concert with CYSO. It was an absolutely amazing experience. The end of the second movement has one of the largest bassoon excerpts that exist, and to play with an orchestra really felt magical, and yeah.
I played first oboe in Tchaikovsky Symphony 4, and there's a huge oboe solo in the beginning of the second movement that's one of the biggest oboe excerpts, and it was a really great experience getting to actually play it with an orchestra. To me, the solo at the beginning of the second movement is very lamenting and lonely, especially after the bombastic ending to the first movement. Having the second movement just start with the single oboe creates a really lonely and intimate atmosphere.
Thank you to Principal Oboe Zachary Allen and Principal Bassoon Taki Salame, both featured in Peter Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 4 in F minor. We're about to hear that complete work with Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras conducted by Alan Tinkham. You're listening to Introductions on Classical WFMT.
Thank you.
The Symphony No. 4 in F minor by Peter Tchaikovsky. A triumphant return to Orchestra Hall in downtown Chicago by Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestras. The CYSO Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Alan Tinkham. A number of players in that orchestra have been featured as soloists on introductions, and if you want to be among that number, get in touch with me. We take auditions at any time, although if you are currently a high school senior, your particular deadline is February the 1st. All the details and the application form are on the web, wfmt.com/introductions. You can also go there to listen back to today's episode as a podcast, wfmt.com/introductions. Thank you to today's interview guests at the top of the show, Principal Oboe Zachary Allen and Principal Bassoon Taki Salame, and also to CYSO's Operations Manager Andrea Kennard for setting those interviews up. The recording was engineered by Eric Arunas, and I'm Robbie Ellis, producer and presenter of Introductions. Catch you next time, Saturday mornings at 11, right here on Classical WFMT.